Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
What happens when an expensive Sony camera is left behind by mistake on the backseat of an auto rickshaw? Lives change because the camera enables people to become storytellers. It renews hope and ambition. It allows them to dream. That is the power of cinema and the story of Cinema Bandi, the delightful new Telugu film directed by Praveen Kandaragula and produced by Rajnidhi Moru and Krishna DK under their new initiative D2R Indie. Can I pause here to praise these filmmakers? In the last decade, these erstwhile software engineers have forged their own distinctive path with films like Shore in the City, Gogoa Gone 3 and the blockbuster series The Family Man. Raj and DK multitask as writers, directors, producers. Their ability to successfully find the sweet spot between edgy and mainstream has enabled them to function as independent entities within the Hindi film industry. And with D2R Indie, they're paying it forward by enabling new directors and small budget films that otherwise might not see the light of day. Cinema Bandi is set in Golapalli, a tiny village on the Andhra-Karnataka border. It hasn't rained in years. The electricity comes and goes. The roof of the school is falling. Young men, despairing of their limited prospects, are migrating to the big city. And then one day, Veera, an auto driver, finds a camera in his vehicle. He enlists the help of Gunnar, a wedding photographer, and embarks on the difficult mission of making a film. Veera is convinced that cinema will be the way out of the morass. Of course, Veera doesn't anticipate how hard movie making actually is. To begin with, the hero is the local hairdresser and the heroine is a schoolgirl who's a terrible actor. She's also participating without the permission of her stern father. So she shows up for the shoot in her uniform because she's lying about where she's going. There's also the occasional problem of having villagers unintentionally pop up in the frame. One is taking a dump right behind the hero and heroine as they shoot their first meeting. And Veera and Gunnar have little idea of what they're doing. A little boy who follows them around teaches them about continuity. Praveen and his co-writers Vasant Mariganti and Krishna Pratyusha tell the story with wit and affection. The innovation and enthusiasm of the amateur filmmakers in Cinema Bandi might remind you of Superman of Malegaon, Faiza Ahmad Khan's charming documentary about amateur filmmakers in Malegaon who make low-budget spoofs of Bollywood. But because Cinema Bandi is fiction, Praveen is able to remove some of the sting in the story. Nothing truly terrible befalls Veera and Gunnar. People are inherently decent and ultimately goodness and unity prevail. But this doesn't play out as some airbrushed Bollywood fantasy. The difficulty of these lives is consistently in the frame. The camera contains footage shot by the owner, who's also an aspiring filmmaker, in which she is dancing in the rain. Veera and Gunnar marvel at the water that city dwellers have to play with. At one point, Veera and Gunnar are attempting to charge the camera battery in a hatchery, and Veera remarks that even the chickens have a better life because they have electricity round the clock. Veera is played by Vikas Vasista, who has 3 acting credits before this film on IMDb. I don't know his earlier work, but he has a lovely, empathetic presence. Sandeep Varanasi as Gunnar is equally good. I love that Gunnar's signature pose for newly wedded couples is Jack and Rose's outstretched arms from Titanic. Just another sign of how fast cinema travels. The humor in Cinema Bandi is gentle and good-natured. It is the comedy of making movies and of being alive. keep an eye out for Uma Yaluvali Gopalappa as Manga, the no-nonsense vegetable seller who eventually gets swayed by the power of cinema. Movies aren't ever just entertainment. They change the people who watch them and the people who make them. Cinema Bandi reaffirms this basic truth. You can watch the film on Netflix India.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook and YouTube.